When our spearhead entered the camp, we found the bodies of 25,000 dead lying about the camp, and among them, 30,000 living. What I saw by myself will always haunt me. Living people too weak to move the dead out. Living people lying on the dead of killers. Heaps of raw mangel wurzels among the dead. The only food the prisoners had had for days before our arrival. Typhus everywhere. 1,500 young children.
On the morning of the 6th of August, shortly after noon, I saw an enormous electric sign. Soon we saw the smoke rising from the farmer's house. Soon the first refugees came in on. Bleeding, burned, and bruised all over their bodies. People groping their way in the hell of a plane or creeping over the ground. People who had to be blinded or became deaf by the bomb, and some of them had to be deranged. It was a procession of misery. Round the edges of the water, the poor people were lying, hundreds of them. They had descended with the water ebbing out. Now that the water was rising, they could not get away, wounded, and exhausted at the burn. We saw about one regiment of soldiers, all badly burned, and the majority beyond hope.
Treated and placed in the sun to dry. After that, it was cut into various sizes for use as saddles, riding breeches, gloves, house slippers, and ladies' handbags. Tattooed skin was especially valued by SS men. Sometimes he did not have enough body with good skin. The rasher would say, "All right, you will get the body." The next day, we would receive 20 or 30 bodies of young people. They would have been shot in the neck or struck on the head so that the skin would be uninjured. Also, we frequently got requests for the skulls or skeletons of prisoners. Transports arrived frequently in Dachau, Stutthof, Belsen, Auschwitz, Mauthausen, and other camps. Many of these were 10 to 14 days on the way without water or food. On one transport which arrived in November 1942, I found evidence of cannibalism. Living.
When our spearhead entered the camp, we found the bodies of 35,000 dead lying about the camp. Among them, 30,000 living. What I saw by myself was always constant. Living people too weak to move the dead out. Living people lying on the dead as killers. Heaps of raw mangel wurzels among the dead.